Next patient was Diana Wheeler. That's D-I-A-N-N-A. D as in David, D-I-A-N-N-A. Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, Wheeler. Diana Wheeler, date of birth is 10/28/45, date of visit 2/24/25. Please make copy for Deborah Dewell, APRN. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. Dewell is D-O-W-E-L-L. Deborah Dewell, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Deborah, thank you for sending Diana Wheeler for a permanent evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has a history of COPD. Was recently sent for a chest CT that was done on 2/11/25. I'm sorry, chest CT that was done on 8/6/24. The chest CT on 8/24 showed a 8 millimeter irregular right upper lobe lung nodule indeterminate from malignancy. Follow-up CT was suggested in 3 months or a PET CT period. The patient was sent for a PET CT on 2/11/25, which showed a 8 millimeter nodule with increased activity in the right upper lobe with a SUV of 2.6, suspicious for malignancy. No abnormal uptake in the mediastinum. And there was centrilobular emphysema throughout both lung fields. The patient has a long-standing history of smoking for over 65 years. She is short of breath with exertion, and she has generalized weakness and has lost weight and now down to 79 pounds. The she is not on any specific inhalers, and she is very hard of hearing. Her daughter is present here, who was providing information and history. The patient does have some cough and shortens breath, and she brings up a little whitish mucus, but denies MAP disease, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history has included history of fracture of the right and left hips with ORIF. Previous history of hypertension for more than 20 years, and history for COPD with emphysema. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 66 years, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history of father died of Alzheimer's, mother had heart disease. Next, system review, the patient has had weight loss and fatigue. No double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pain. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has abdominal pains, no rectal bleed, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression. She has some anxiety. And she has easy bruising. She has mild joint pains. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash or itching. Next, medalist included Ventolin inhaler, 2 cups PRN. Bupropion 150 milligrams daily, mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a thinly built elderly white female who is pale, alert, and no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 82, respiration 20. Temperature 97.2, weight is 79 pounds, saturation is 90 on room air. HGND announced pharynx pupils reactive. Sclera was injected, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence irregular as well as S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions. No calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor absence. Cranial has a ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression. Impression number 1, right lung nodule. Rule out malignancy. Number 2 is COPD with emphysema. Number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. And number 5 is severe deconditioning. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was placed on a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And also advised that a CT-guided needle biopsy of the nodule will be requested. She will also be advised to be seen by an oncologist due to her poor performance status. She may not be a candidate for any surgical resection, and she might need SBRT if neoplasm is detected on biopsy. A follow-up visit has been arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Deborah Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Can you please add in the final diagnosis is depression and anxiety as number 5. Depression and anxiety. Okay. So, back to you.